Two inspiring things happened yesterday in a place where the word hope is too often preceded by the words little or no. Mayor Dave Bing's Detroit Works Project finally released its Future City Report on how to build a Detroit that works. That might not have meant much in itself. There have been all sorts of bright and brilliant visionary plans that today are gathering dust on some library shelf. But the release of the book-length Detroit Future City Plan was accompanied by the announcement that the Kresge Foundation was pledging $150 million to help it stay on track to reality. Well, that sounds like a lot. It is, of course, a drop in the bucket, an amount that by itself might not even cover the soaring current budget deficit, but it's a sign of belief in the future. The plan, called the Detroit Strategic Framework, envisions a Detroit 17 years from now that seems more like some idealized version of Seattle or Vancouver. By then, the planners see the population as having stabilized at between 600,000 and 800,000 people, a city transformed by federal, state, local, and just good old sweat equity efforts into a variety of green spaces and mixed-use neighborhoods. While today the city provides only one job for every four residents, the planners really believe that by 2030 the city can have two or three jobs for every person living in the city. They envision seven employment districts, all sorts of varieties of housing, and live and make neighborhoods where people would produce things as traditional artisans do where they live. They see all this connected by a multimodal greenway for pedestrians, bicycles, automobiles, and transit. This all sounds wonderful, and yet the challenge of making it reality, especially in that time frame, sounds overwhelming. As the report's executive summary notes, Detroiters suffer from overwhelming disadvantages. 36% live in poverty. 2/3 of Detroiters are obese. 1/3 of all Detroit children suffer from asthma, 3 times the national average. Employment and education levels are below what they need to be. Yet the last thing the city or the state needs is more naysayers. It's always easy to say something can't possibly work and can't possibly happen, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I myself suffer and benefit from having been around for a long time and a sense that I've seen this movie before. I can tell you all sorts of reasons why this plan can't possibly work, especially by 2030. But people like me were once even more convinced that we couldn't send a man to the moon in a decade. But we did. There are a few reasons to be more optimistic about this effort. This plan wasn't cooked up by a bunch of ivory tower academics, but by people who spent time in neighborhoods. And as the plan notes, everybody knows business as usual is no longer an option. Making this happen, the planners note, will require a steel-spined ability to stand tall while embracing the worst of the city's daily realities, while also embracing its possibilities. Detroit will never permanently be fixed, they note. No city ever is. But given the alternative, what choice have we except to try?